Unit 3. Balancing Food and the Planet.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for being here today. I'm excited to talk to you about something very important, the connection between what we eat and how it affects our planet. Let's begin by looking at the two pyramids in the chart. On the left, we have the food pyramid, which shows what we should eat more or less of to stay healthy. On the right, we have the environmental pyramid, which shows the impact different foods have on the planet. If you look closely, you'll see that fruit and vegetables are at the bottom of the food pyramid. This means that we should eat a lot of them. They are full of vitamins and help keep us healthy. They are also at the bottom of the environmental pyramid, meaning that they have a low environmental impact. That's a win-win. Next, we see bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, and legumes. These give us energy and are also good for the planet, especially legumes like beans and lentils. As we move up the food pyramid, we see olive oil, milk, yogurt, and cheese. These foods are healthy in small amounts, but they have a higher environmental impact. For example, dairy production uses more land and water. At the top of the food pyramid are cheese, eggs, white meat, fish, biscuits, and especially sweets and red meat. We should eat these only sometimes. They are tasty, but not very healthy in large amounts. And on the environmental pyramid, they are at the top, meaning they are the worst for the planet. Red meat, for example, causes high greenhouse gas emissions. So what does this mean for my food choices? Well, this pyramid really made me think. I realized I eat a lot of cheese, chicken, and processed snacks. That's not great for my health or the planet. So I've decided to make some changes. I'll start by eating more vegetables and legumes. I've already found some great recipes with chickpeas and lentils. I'll also try to cut down on red meat and have it only once a week. And finally, I want to plan my meals better so I don't waste food. I didn't know before that food waste also creates a lot of emissions. The main takeaway is this: we don't need to be perfect, but small changes in our diet can help both our bodies and the planet. So let's try to eat more mindfully for our health and for the earth. Thank you.